Humans are made of billions of tiny cells. Each cell has an instruction manual called DNA, which carries all our genetic information. This DNA instructs the cell to make proteins, which are essential for our survival. But sometimes, the protein-making ability of our cells is lost, or our cells cannot make proteins to defend against many natural invaders. This leads to many common diseases such as diabetes, sickle cell anemia, and HIV. So scientists, after decades of work, have developed methods of producing the proteins we need outside the human body. These recombinant proteins are now an integral part of medicines, vaccines, and scientific research, saving millions of lives worldwide. But recombinant proteins require a lot of time and money to synthesize and purify, often making life-saving treatments unaffordable. Recombinant protein made is often inside the microbe that makes it, or is ejected into the medium in which the microbe resides. To be used, this protein needs to be purified, and this purification process, or downstream processing, makes up to 80% of the cost of recombinant protein synthesis. Thus, scientists, researchers, and industries are in hot pursuit of techniques and ideas to reduce the cost and increase the efficiency of making these proteins. And we at the IISc iGEM team of 2017 have a solution. Our idea involves a coalition between two unlikely microbial allies, Halo Archaea and Baker's yeast. Meet the floater units, the cornerstone of our project. Halo Archaea use these floaters to adjust their position in water. We at our team want to adapt these buoyant properties for our project, iFloat. By combining these floater units with our proteins of interest in yeast, we can reduce the time and money required for purification. While we at the IISc iGEM team conduct our research to develop this technology, we will need your help to make it happen. Help us make our dream a reality by donating here. Thank you.